Charles Dickens, 1812-1870, Life and Works. Charles Dickens was born in 1812 near Portsmouth, where his father was a clerk in the Navy Pay Office. The family moved to London, where they began to go through a very difficult period. His father was imprisoned for that, and Charles was withdrawn from school. At the age of 12, he was sent to work in a blacking factory, a traumatic experience which marked him for life. Some critics have remarked how this event in Dickens's boyhood had an influence on his subsequent work as a novelist and on his sense of social commitment. After his father's financial position improved, he went back to school, becoming first a parliamentary reporter and then a journalist. He contributed stories and sketches to newspapers and magazines, which were later reprinted as Sketches by Boz, and in 1836 began the serial publication of the Pickwick Papers, humorous stories about a group of eccentrics who meet to recount their adventures. Between 1837 and 1857, Dickens published 40 novels, all in the form of serial publications. His early work ranges across several genres, from adventure stories like Nicholas Nickleby and Oliver Twist, which combine acute social observation with a fairy tale structure, to the historical novel Barnaby Rudge, set in the late 18th century amidst an atmosphere of growing social unrest, to the sentimental humanism of Dombey's Son and the autobiographical David Copperfield, which marks the high point of Dickens's Victorian social optimism. After this, his novels gradually move towards a savage condemnation of Victorian society. Great Expectations revisits the territory of David Copperfield in a more bitterly ironic vein, while late masterpieces like Bleak House, Little Dorrit, and Our Mutual Friend present a nightmarish, almost apocalyptic vision of Victorian London, populated by thieves, greedy speculators, and fantastically grotesque bureaucracies. These later works are characterized by their ability to combine several different plots, genre, and emotional moods into one single vast tapestry. His last novel, The Unfinished Mystery of Edwin Drood, is regarded by some critics as the English forerunner to the detective story. Dickens also published many short stories during his life. The most famous of these is A Christmas Carol, which appeared in 1843 and which shows Dickens at his most sentimental.